In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on December 29th, 2015. This is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm beautiful. How was your Christmas holiday?
It's been pretty good.
Yes. What was your favorite gift? Did you get any gifts?
I did get gifts. Santa was nice to me.
That's good.
I got beard oil, which is kind of different, kind of unique.
Did you ask for it?
No. It just kind of showed up.
Did you get a hoverboard?
No. Those are blowing up and stuff.
Yeah, and they're for people who are too lazy to walk.
Like the hover herd picture that I sent to you?
That's pathetic. They were like 15, 10-year-olds.
No, they looked a little bit older than 10.
Maybe like middle schoolers?
I think they're close to your age.
Oh, wow. I am really losing faith in humanity.
Let me go look that picture up real quick.
But there were like 15 kids.
No, maybe they are in middle school.
Yeah.
You're in middle school, right?
I'm a sophomore in high school.
Oh. Well. Same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to ask me what I got?
What'd you get?
I got clothes, and I'm currently wearing a sweater that I got, because I like sweaters. Sweaters are nice.
Okay.
And I got some candy.
And candy, nice.
And I got some money, too. So, yeah, that's nice. Okay, on the show today, we're going to talk about, it's our Belk Bowl preview.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. We're also going to talk about basketball. We're playing North Carolina Central. So we're going to be playing two teams from North Carolina, in the two respective sports.
Yeah.
So let's start with football, the Belk Bowl. All right. So we are playing North Carolina State. Ethan.
Yeah.
Did you know that NC State's head basketball coach is Mark Gottfried?
No.
You actually did not know that?
No.
Wow.
I didn't know his name.
You know the former Alabama head coach?
Oh, that's cool.
Who we beat in 2004 to win the SEC.
See, I don't keep up with ACC basketball all that much.
They made it to the Sweet 16 last year. Beat Villanova, who was a one seed in the second round.
That's cool.
I predicted that.
That's cool.
Beat LSU in the first round.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
I mean, I knew they were winning. I just didn't know who their head coach was.
Yeah. The reason why I brought that up is so I could remind everyone that we beat him a bunch.
That's cool.
Yeah. We have a guest coming up on the show that I am about to air their interview. It's Stephen Muma. Of backingthepack.com, and that's a fun website because it's like a backpack, I guess.
We've already gone over that because my confusion a couple of weeks ago.
I do not remember this.
No? Okay.
Please explain. Story time.
Well, I was trying to say their website name, their SB Nation blog and such, and I said backing, packing, or whatever, and it just, yeah, we've gone over the backpack thing.
Let's hear that interview right now. And now joining us on For Whom the Podcast Tolls is Stephen Muma of backingthepack.com, NC State's SB Nation website, I guess the sister website of Mississippi State in terms of SB Nation. Hello, Stephen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, sir. So we're going to ask you, as mentioned before the show, before the recording, we're going to ask you a series of five questions that Ethan will lead off with. So go ahead.
Okay, so what was it? Last week that the statement sticks thing was tweeted out, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What is going on with statement sticks? Why are 25,000 fans getting them? What, is this a counter to the cowbell? What's going on there?
You can't see it right now, but I have my palms on my forehead. That's definitely they came up with something. They wanted to do something to counter the cowbells, and this was their idea, apparently, just to bring back the old inflatable thunder sticks from 10 years ago or whatever last hockey game you went to and you saw those. I don't know when that was. I thought those were just done, but apparently no. No, we're doing that, so yeah.
You're trying to make a statement with the sticks.
Right. Apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So in terms of the actual game, is there a weakness on Mississippi State's team, a certain weakness that NC State could take advantage of?
I think NC State can run the ball on Mississippi State. I think that'll be something to watch up front. I think this is one of those games where the offenses are pretty good and the defenses are a little questionable on both ends, so could be fun.
What three players, offense, defense, special teams, whatever you want to pick them from, will have the biggest impact for NC State?
All right, I'm going to set aside Jacoby Brissett here, the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay.
Jalen Samuels, fullback / monkey wrench / tight end / person that does good sports. Naheem Hines, he returns kicks. He'll be in the slot. He'll play some running back. And then on the back end, I think maybe Justin Burris at defensive back could make some plays.
Okay.
All right. What is the most intimidating thing about Mississippi State that, I guess, could bring challenges for NC State?
I think the first thing that sticks out is just Dak Prescott in the passing game in general. NC State's back end, the safeties particularly, have been pretty off and on this year. So the defense has been prone to giving up some big explosive plays regardless of who they're playing, you know, even Troy or Eastern Kentucky or whatever. So that's a concern. I think, Mississippi State has some experienced wide receivers, a great quarterback, you know, that stuff is pretty frightening.
Yeah, we understand the safeties giving up big plays. We've seen plenty of that this season ourselves.
It's not a rarity anymore. It's not a rarity at all.
Yeah.
And our final question that we prepared, I prepared most of the questions because Daniel's lame.
Well, if you guys want to quibble for a few minutes.
would you rather fight one Shaq-sized Danny DeVito or a dozen Danny DeVito-sized Shaqs?
Wow. Give me the one Shaq-sized Danny DeVito, because Danny DeVito would not be used to being that large. You gotta figure he'd be a little uncoordinated. He would not quite know. It would take a few minutes for his impulses to get down to his appendages, so it'd be tough for him to grasp or otherwise fight anybody. I think I'd be okay with that one.
Okay.
And we have a Twitter question. This question is from Corbin at CorbinGW14 on Twitter, and it's not really a question, it's more of a statement. but it says, ask them about their traditions, and he spelled their T-H-E-R-E, but it is a statement. So I guess I'm supposed to turn this into a question. What are your traditions?
Well, none involving cowbells. However, usually after NC State wins a football game, the band strikes up a rousing rendition of Old MacDonald, which I've always enjoyed.
Like
Old MacDonald just beat your ass, and Old MacDonald has a farm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I thought you guys would like that one.
Yeah. That's...
I have to go find a YouTube clip of that.
And also, I have one thing that I just thought of on the top of my head. How many times, this isn't the actual question, but I don't know, NC State's been to the Belk Bowl 3-4 times?
Mm-hmm. It had other names, but yeah.
Yeah, like the Carcar Bowl or something?
Yeah, yep.
How many of those have you been to?
I've been to one.
Okay. Did you know, and when we were selected for the Belk Bowl, Ethan and I found this on some fun facts about Charlotte.
Oh, gosh.
that there is a Dairy Queen in Charlotte that has this creepy, weird-looking Eskimo-like statue cardboard cutout thing on the roof. And it's the only one in the country. Did you know that?
I had no idea. A cardboard cutout of...
of an Eskimo.
I'm glad I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are images online. It's kind of creepy looking. But the reason... but this is leading into my question. And the reason why I'm asking this is because I'm pretty much stealing from Ethan. Because two of our guests from other SB Nation websites, an LSU blogger and a Texas A&M blogger, Ethan found something about the states of Louisiana and Texas and some random things and asked them why they're not their mascot. And because Charlotte's in North Carolina and NC State's in North Carolina and the big Eskimo statue thing on the Dairy Queen is in North Carolina, why isn't that your mascot?
Well, first of all, there's a little bit of a standoff between Charlotte and Raleigh, which is where NC State is. So there's a little bit of a rivalry there between cities.
Oh, well, but, I shouldn't have asked that question.
No, it's fine. I think if there were a mascot, it would have to be maybe a guy working at Cookout at 3 in the morning, or maybe just a Bojangles chicken leg or something like that.
Okay. All right.
For the record, the other objects that items that I asked why they weren't mascots. For Louisiana, it was a pink dolphin. There's a pink dolphin that lives in Louisiana.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And then for A&M, it was, what was it? A 12-pound
hot dog? It was a
12-pound hot dog
that they sell in Kyle Field.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That exists.
Man, even their concessions are next level. Wow.
Texas A&M... they're rich. They build big stadiums. They have a big campus, and they got big hot dogs too.
Apparently,
they can't buy quarterbacks though.
One thing about Ethan is he despises Texas A&M. So,
that's fine. Fine with me.
Yeah. So, Stephen, it's been a pleasure for you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. And if we ever are paired up in a bowl game again, or if we're still doing this show in the 2020s. I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
You can
absolutely.
Come on
That's
the show.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Or we'll see you in the College World Series this year. You know, it's one or the other.
Oh, there we
That's
go.
True. Didn't we? Weren't we both in the College World Series in 2013?
Yep.
I thought y'all were in there too.
Hmm?
Yeah. Good times. Our baseball program has been under some tough times this past year, maybe we can rebound. But yeah, thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It was great, wasn't it, Ethan?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of our better guests.
Yeah.
How many guests have we had?
Let's see. We've had Carrie. We've had Rush. We've had the Kang. We've had Miller. And we've had Stevens. That's five.
He's in our top five.
That's not saying much. Excuse me, I just coughed a bunch. Let's talk about NC State, shall we?
Let's do it.
You know more about them than I do.
I've been trying to keep up with them the past 2 years.
Why?
They're just a fun team to watch. They have a guy that I'm pretty sure Dan Mullen recruited at Florida who had transferred up there. Florida's had like three quarterbacks transfer to be starting quarterbacks elsewhere. That's a different tangent. But Jacoby Brissett has been a guy that's been a lot of fun to watch. He's been, you know, he's got a lot of similarities with the style of football that he plays to Dak Prescott. They've had a lot of close games that, you know, that most recently their most entertaining one would be their loss to Clemson. That was 56-41.
And that game was a lot closer than what the final score indicated.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it was not 56-41 before it started getting out of hand.
It was
a back and forth affair, and then they went for it on fourth down and didn't get it, and then Clemson goes to score again.
So you're pretty much saying it was like the Alabama Arkansas game, if you remember that game.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah. Except Dave Doran or Doran or whatever his name is didn't pull a Burt fake punt that failed miserably.
Burt.
So, yeah, no, North Carolina State, just for me, has been a fun team to keep up with. They're a team that I can root for. I have no interest in rooting against. So just a team. Two of our favorite YouTubers.
Yes, I was about to mention this.
Yeah, we should have gotten them on the show.
Rhett and Link went to North Carolina State. So Rhett tweets about them often.
Yeah. Link doesn't tweet that much.
No.
But just in general, they've been, because they're not a perennial powerhouse by any stretch of the imagination. Neither are we. There's a lot of similarities between the two schools. Both are pretty good at baseball.
Yeah, we both made it to the 2013 College World Series, as was indicated in the interview.
Yep. Both Adidas schools.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing, but okay.
I mean, I like Adidas.
I like their polos. I just don't like their cleats or anything else they do.
Well, you don't wear cleats.
I know, but the cleats that they that the players wear are embarrassing looking. Like that one, like those cleats that look like puke, and then someone threw golden glitter paint on them, and they say "Start Vegas" on it, which is a phrase that I used to like before it was completely blown up. So yeah.
Okay. Well.
But they've got nice polos.
They have also. North Carolina State has also experimented with the "This Is Our State" campaign,
and it's you know, it's kind of funny.
It's blown up in their face. It's blown up in our face.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because neither one of those states are our states.
Nope.
I'm sure that their state. Actually, never mind. I was about to say that it's probably as bad for them, or it's not as bad for them as it is for us. But it probably is. I was about to say, because I don't know how they did in baseball or basketball, but I wouldn't expect them to have much competition in North Carolina in basketball.
In particular, I don't think they beat North Carolina in basketball very much. I don't think they beat them in football very much. I'm not looking it up.
I am.
Okay, you care more about it than I do.
Because I'm angry. I'm still angry about freaking that, about Ole Miss, and I'm still angry.
So, NC State's all-time record is just above 500. Ours is just under 500.
That's not a similarity at all, no.
No, but neither of us are that great when it comes to football. Let's look at rivalries. There we go. Okay, so their series record is similar to ours.
Well, never mind. Last year, sorry to interrupt, but last year NC State beat them in basketball in the one time they split the basketball series last year 1-1.
Okay, the football series right now, North Carolina has a lead of 66-33, and then 6 tied games.
This is the series history between State and NC State? Or what are you talking about?
The NC State and North Carolina.
Oh, I was zoned out. I wasn't paying attention to you.
I know, you don't pay attention to anything.
Exactly, pretty much.
They're just, overall, a lot of similarities between the two schools.
I'm currently looking up their baseball from last year as well.
Go for it.
Let's take a look, because, I mean, it's not obviously as bad for them as it is for us, knowing that they actually beat a team in basketball, and strangely enough, they beat them in Chapel Hill.
That's impressive.
And lost in Raleigh, and we lost both times to them. I'm still pissed off about it. I hate everything about Ole Miss. Anyways, let's see. Last year, NC State lost the series 2 out of 3 in baseball.
That's not as bad.
So they went 2-4 in sports last year.
And men's big 3 sports.
Yeah, and went, I'm not saying it, last year.
Don't say it, don't. Just.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Because I was going through... I remember going through, so we lost this many in this sport, this many in this sport. Yeah, maybe some of the women's sports. No, it's pretty bad there, too.
Yeah, we beat them twice in women's basketball, and we beat them one game in softball, and that was it.
See, and the strangest thing is, Van Studeman just does not lose to Ole Miss. That's the first.
I don't want to talk about losing to them anymore.
Those were the first two games she's lost to Ole Miss.
Well, you know what? That's depressing.
Yeah, it was not.
And you know what? It's the first time we lost to Ole Miss at home under Dan Mullen this year, wasn't it? It was the first time we got swept by Ole Miss in basketball at both since in a long, really long time in basketball, wasn't it? So shut up. Love you. Anyways, let's go through their stats. I think I mentioned this on a previous show. If you can get past my yelling at you, can you?
You told me to shut up, so I'm. Should I talk again?
You can talk when I ask you questions, or if you have an insightful point on something that I say that does not include us losing to Ole Miss or Cam Newton. But you can talk about how Cam Newton lost on Sunday. That's fine.
Can I talk about how you're obsessed with him?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So let's move on between. Move on.
NC State, of course, obviously Mississippi State's strength and all on offense is the passing game, and NC State's giving up only 188 passing yards per game. Their defense is not bad. They're giving up 23 points per game, outscoring their opponents 33 to 23, outscoring them by 10 points per game this year. Not too shabby.
Part of that has to do with their schedule.
Yeah.
Who they've played.
Uh-huh.
And remember, they've lost 5 games this year, so...
Yeah.
There's that.
But with the exception of Virginia Tech, they've lost them to...
Okay, Louisville's not a good team.
They're not good, but they're not, like, a dumpster fire terrible.
That's fair.
They kept Clemson close.
They gave up 17 points to Wake Forest. That should be a loss automatically. When you give up double digits to Wake Forest, you can count that as a loss.
The same could be said about Boston College, but they didn't give up double-digit points to Boston College.
No, I don't know why you brought that up.
Keep talking.
Okay. Overall, we know we talked about this a little bit before we started recording. Just outside that loss to Virginia Tech, you know, these two teams are eerily similar in the way their seasons have gone. You know?
Yeah.
Losing to the better teams on the schedule, keeping it close with a couple of close losses, and then losing inexplicably bad against in-state rivals.
Indeed.
So, yeah. There's similarities between the two teams.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else you would like to mention about in North Carolina State? Because if not I've got nothing else.
Let's go ahead and pick the game then.
Okay. You go ahead and go first because you. Well, actually, no. I'll go ahead and go first because I want positive. I want optimism to be at the end. I think we're gonna lose, and you're probably. And I'm sure everyone out there is thinking, "Wow, Daniel, you think you're gonna lose? We're gonna lose to a 7-5 NC State team. We're a 5-point favorite. Blah blah blah." Well, guess what? One, I'm a pessimist. Two, I am a bit of a history buff in terms of sports, and I dictate games a lot of times, not every time, but many times off of just past history. And Dan Mullen, after losing the Egg Bowl,
not a good record.
0-2 against Northwestern and Georgia Tech. And also another little point of interest: both of those losses, we were favored by 5 points. Right now, last I checked, we are favored by 5 points against NC State. We are playing in a bowl game after we lost the Egg Bowl against NC State. It seems like we have nothing to play for after we lose the Egg Bowl. Now, your thing, now you can go ahead and say, it's Dak's last game, blah, blah. Well, it was Dak's last home game against Ole Miss, and how'd that go? I'm picking NC State, let's say, 31-20.
See, that's a lot lower scoring than I think this game will be.
Okay.
I think both teams get into the 40s.
Okay.
Jacoby Brissett is very talented. He's been injured a little bit this year, if I remember correctly.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to any teams.
I don't think that's correct, but okay.
So I just expect, you know, like our friend Steven said, they should be able to run on us. That's going to be a problem. And bigger plays, explosive plays, both teams give them up. So I just see this score getting, you know, a little bit elevated. I think it'll be kind of like the Arkansas game where we get up early and then NC State comes back, makes a run at it, and forces us to do some crazy last second crap again.
With the exception of the end result, I hope it isn't like the Arkansas game, because that'll be too much on my little tiny heart.
I just expect this game to be close, high scoring. State wins at something 45-42.
Which state?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I think we win it 45-42.
Okay. So we have another differing pick in our bowl, and that reminds me, it's time for a bowl update.
Don't do it. No, I hate you.
Ethan Lee currently has an 11-8 record on his bowl picks.
Freaking 5-7 teams don't deserve to be in bowl games. We should omit those games.
I have a 13-6 record in bowl games.
Those two games are the difference.
Add that onto the fact that I had a 2-game lead going into this in our pick'em contest. I have a 4-game lead on Ethan Lee, and here's an update on a game that is currently happening as we record, not as you listen. Minnesota, whom I picked, has a 21-14 lead over Central Michigan, who Ethan picked, with 4.5 minutes left to go. 5-7 teams should be excluded.
5-7 teams should be omitted.
If that holds up, 5-7 teams will ultimately be 3-0 in bowl games.
In other news, Bob Garskadden just tweeted this out that...
Oh, wait, no way, Ethan. Ethan, wait a minute. What are you talking about? You are about to say a news story that we had no idea was happening. Wait a minute, Ethan. Wait. Trying to find what I'm looking for.
Okay, so Bob Garskadden just tweeted out that what he said, note from the Belk Bowl... From the Belk shopping spree, several at Hail State football players, or FB, whatever, FB players, are donating portions of their gift card to a local children's charity.
Hey, you know what that is? That's breaking news! Say it again.
No. It again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was breaking news.
So, you know, as our listeners remember from our talk... Our interview with our friend Miller Yoho from the Belk Bowl Twitter account. He mentioned that the players are able to go buy things for their family, some of them for the first time ever. They're given this money to go get suits for interviews. And so they're giving up chances to better themselves and better their family here to help better others. And I just think that's really cool. And that's worth mentioning on this show.
In fact, during the slants with Brandon Walker and Chad Bumpus actually mentioned that in the past that any like gift cards or things like that, they would go to the store, buy some stuff, and ultimately donate them to something, some charitable cause. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Really quickly, I want to say something that Arkansas football Twitter account and a friend of mine who's an Arkansas fan retweeted. This says, we've arrived in Memphis. Hashtag give us liberty.
It's pretty great.
I'm gonna kill myself for not knowing who said,
don't know this?
For not who said give me liberty or give me death. Oh, it's Patrick something, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't tell me. I'm not looking it up. I'm looking at my keyboard right now.
Patrick Henry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yay.
After these 93-69 victory nights over Northern Colorado, Mississippi State is playing a North Carolina Central in Starkville at 1 p.m. on the SEC Network Plus on New Year's Eve. I will be on a plane, so I will not watch this game. But one thing about North Carolina Central, They are currently 4-8 with losses to Louisiana Institute of Brooklyn, Quinnipiac, Louisiana Tech, Howard, Marshall, Houston, Clemson, and a common loss here, Southern University. And I haven't looked at their stats, so that may be something of interest.
They're not a good team.
No.
Their leading scorer is averaging 12 points per game.
You have stats up, apparently.
I just have some stats. They're averaging 65.6 points per game. And they're getting just under 40 rebounds per game. So overall, they're not great.
No.
Statistically, they're giving up 70 points per game. And this Mississippi State team is scoring quite a lot. Just typically, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Now, Gavin, they are average.
Gavin Ware's our leading scorer at 17.8 points per game, which is significantly higher than their leading scorer.
I don't like these stats.
Which stats?
I'm talking about just the format in which these stats, unless I'm...
I'm on the ESPN website, and it's not that great either.
Well, I'm on their website, and is this... Yes, this is better. That's better. Which,
you know, Mississippi State, you know, going against their scoring totals per game and such, we are scoring 14 points more per game than they are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're giving up 5 points per game more than they are.
Yeah. It's because our defense isn't good.
No, neither defenses are great.
No.
But their offense is crap.
Yeah. They are shooting 40.6% from the field, which is decent.
They're getting 5 more rebounds than we are.
Yeah, that's interesting. Although they are shooting 29.3% from three point range. Which isn't good.
No, expect a lot of missed threes.
Yeah.
If IJ Reddy, who by the way is playing the most minutes on this team,
okay,
you know, didn't expect that. Would expect it to be Gavin Ware or Malik or Craig, but it's IJ Reddy.
Malik, Craig, and Gavin have been coming down with injuries at points in this game season, so that could. And also Minnesota just picked off Central Michigan.
I hate you.
Love you too, buddy.
What I was saying here, if IJ Reddy could ever consistently hit threes, you know, he's a guy that's taken a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's taken 47. He's hit 10.
That's not good.
Craig Sword is another one. He's taken 35. He's hit 8.
That's not good.
You want to know how many Fred Thomas has hit?
No, I don't know.
He's got a better percentage than IJ Reddy.
Oh, that's not saying much.
He's hit 10 of his 37.
That's
Malik Newman.
Yeah.
24 of 65.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of threes. That's a lot of threes taken.
But he's still, you know, that is, what, 37%?
Something around that, yeah.
Yeah, 0.369.
Nice.
So just overall, you know, Malik is our best shooter, which is to be expected here. Weatherspoon, I think, has the potential to be the second best shooter on the team.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, IJ Reddy is going to be key to this game if he can ever drain some threes. Gavin Ware, of course, is my, you know, player to watch. Gavin Ware.
Yeah.
Leading scorer, leading rebounder.
And now you're going to talk about how you're always right?
I'm almost always right.
Yeah, like how Minnesota's about to beat Central Michigan, and I'm going to take a 5-point lead in our pick'em contest.
Hate you. So just in general, I think the two players to watch in this game would be... Well, no, let's go to three players to watch for me. Okay. IJ Reddy, Gavin Ware, Malik Newman. What do you have? What are your three?
You're putting me on the spot?
Yeah.
So you said Gavin Ware, Malik Newman, and IJ Reddy?
Yeah.
Those are just like the three... How about this? I'm gonna flip the tables.
Go for
Replace
it.
Replace IJ Reddy with Craig Sword.
Fair.
I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just saying it. All right.
I think you could possibly, you know, instead of replacing Sword with, you know, Reddy with Sword,
uh-huh.
you throw Daniels up there with Reddy.
Travis Daniels hasn't had a great year. I mean, with the exception, just
he hasn't had a great year. He's out of position. He's, you know, we have four guards on the court, and then one forward, power forward. It's a small lineup. He's being forced to play power forward. Gavin Ware's forced to play center, so on and so forth. If you could put Travis Daniels in position, I think he's having a better year. Mm-hmm. But we've also seen him. Didn't he have an 18-point game just a couple of days ago?
Who? I
think it was 2 weeks ago.
Who was it?
Travis Daniels.
Yeah, I think it was against Texas Southern.
So we've seen him have this potential. You know, he scored 16 against Eastern Washington, 18 against Texas Southern. And then in bad losses, he scored 2 against UMKC.
Yeah.
He didn't play against Florida State because of concussions. He scored 5 against Miami, 6 against Texas Tech. So if you can get him playing better,
mm-hmm.
you could argue that he would be a player to watch.
All right.
He had 10 rebounds against Southern. That's his highest rebounding output of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the potential to play well.
Yeah. I'm just seeing this tweet that was tweeted 3 hours ago from MSU History, the Flying Emma, for whom the Cowbell Tolls writer. That reminded me of a very depressing loss back in 2011 when state basketball lost to Baylor 54-52, and primarily because, do you want me to tell you how Baylor won the game if you have not seen this tweet?
No, don't do it. Don't, just stop.
They made 2 free throws from a Renardo Sidney technical. I live tweeted this tweet on an old Twitter account of mine. I don't even remember the username. And I've gone back to see some of those tweets. I was pretty pissed off at Renardo Sidney throughout that game. And...
well, we don't what have could have been. Anymore.
I know, and that's the best freaking news in the entire... that's the best thing I've heard all day, Ethan.
Isn't he playing ball overseas somewhere?
I don't know.
You know, I wish the best for him because he had a... there were a lot went wrong at Mississippi State. He had a lot of potential.
He was just lazy. And well, the fact that Stansberry kept him on the team and neither were truly great players during their time at Mississippi State, but the fact that Elgin Bailey was the one kicked off the team after that fight in Hawaii and not Renardo Sidney makes me sick.
What is Elgin Bailey up to?
I've got no idea. Genuinely don't know. I wonder the same with guys like Cody Augustus. Colin Borkert.
Where did he end up?
Mysterious. It's the X-Files. This is 100% true. I follow him on Instagram, and every single time I see a picture by him, I don't know who it is, so I have to look at the profile. I'm like, who is this guy? Oh, it's Colin Borkert.
Another guy that I'm curious about?
Mm-hmm.
Nico Whitley.
I
know he was with the Browns for a little bit.
For a little bit, yeah. Also, another one, I presume he's playing overseas basketball-wise, DeBost. He was with the Pacers for like a month.
Yeah. Let's Google him.
But do you have a prediction on this game, by the way?
Yeah. Mississippi State scores 81. What was the other team again? North Carolina Central?
Central, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have that great of an offense.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a good defense, so I'm going to say they score 71.
I was actually going to say something very similar to that. I was going to say 82-68.
Nice.
Well, then I'll say 69. Nice.
There you go. Nice.
82-69 is my prediction. So I guess I'll pretty much...
he's with the Jazz. DeBost is with the Jazz right now.
Wow. Really?
That's what it says, current team.
Are you sure it's not the practice squad? It's just...
wait. Wikipedia is something different than Google. Which is interesting.
I trust the latter in that situation.
Google?
Yeah.
Well, Wikipedia has them playing overseas.
Well, then Wikipedia. Oh, you got Wikipedia said overseas. Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Wikipedia says Delmet Zielona Gora. I'm thinking that's Spain or something. I know, who is it? Rockwez Johnson ended up in Argentina. It's Polish.
You know, you know who played on that 2011-2012 basketball team against Baylor that I was just mentioning that I'm seeing here on Brian Floyd's SB Nation article from that game?
Yeah.
Rodney freaking Hood.
Oh, what could have been? He could have kept Rick Ray's era afloat.
Ethan, I don't want to talk about Rodney Hood. I shouldn't have even mentioned that fool.
If we had Rodney Hood on those teams, Rick Ray is still the coach.
I hate Rodney Hood. You don't realize that I despise Rodney Hood.
The team would be in a lot better place than it is now if Rodney Hood
stayed. You're saying you're being Captain Obvious right now.
I know long term we're better off with Ben Howland, but just immediate, if Rodney Hood stayed, we're in a better place right now than we are currently. All right. In an alternate universe.
Do you have any final thoughts? Do not expound upon Rodney Hood.
This is Dak Prescott's last game. He's had a tremendous career at Mississippi State, tremendous career historically, not only for us, but also in terms of SEC production. Top five of, you know, modern era quarterbacks.
In Memphis.
Emphasis on modern era.
Yeah, I was about to say Memphis. I'm like, no.
Nope. You know, most recently, he's right up there. Well, not right up there with Tim Tebow, but right up there with Aaron Murray and Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Just, you know, he's one of the greatest ever to play in the SEC.
And the best ever in Starkville, Mississippi.
Correct. So let's just enjoy this game. Regardless of, you know, I said the same thing before the Egg Bowl, and it didn't turn out well.
Well, then say something different.
Don't enjoy, I don't know.
Hate this game. Hate everything about it. I do not want any of you to enjoy a second of this game. Is that better? Is that good?
No. So, just enjoy the nostalgia. Enjoy the ending of a legend's career in Starkville. And who knows, you know, 20 years from now, he might be our head coach. Anything can happen.
Okay.
Who would have thought that Mississippi State would be where it is right now? Nobody would have projected us to go to the Orange Bowl last year. Anything can happen. He could be our coach. He could be our head coach next year, for all we know. The world gets weird, man.
I mean, of course, St. John's did hire Chris Mullen, and you can see how that's going.
Is he related to Dan Mullen?
No, it's spelled with an I.
Lame. You know, obviously, I don't think that'll happen. I don't think he's going to end up our head coach.
Just talk about
the game. My point is, this is the last we'll see him in maroon and white. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Yep.
Unless he ends up our head coach in 20 years, leads us to five national championships, retires. Yeah.
All right.
So enjoy the game. Take it in for what it's worth. And don't, you know, there have been articles put out there about, oh, what is the quarterback situation next year? And we've had some fun talking about it. But for this game, let's not worry about the quarterback situation next year. Let's enjoy the history that is Dak Prescott and the legend that is Dak Prescott. And let's start writing toward ESPN to get an SEC storied about Dak Prescott. I'm only half joking on that last part.
I'm writing
a letter right now.
Oh, you're like writing it as we speak?
Well,
no, you're not. Okay. That All right.
Let's hope that ends up our head coach in 20 years.
I hope he can coach. That will wrap it up.
He said he wants to go into coaching.
Did he?
You don't remember that?
No.
Let me pull this up. You don't remember that?
No. That'll wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. Just send it to me.
No, I'm working on it.
Our women's basketball team is playing right now.
Keep talking then.
We're playing Southeast Louisiana. And that reminds me, Minnesota defeats Central Michigan 21-14. Daniel Black has taken a 5-point lead over Ethan Lee in the Pick'em Challenge. I am dominating you, and you're pathetic. Anything else?
I'm still looking for it. I remember reading this.
Well, Ethan...
I think it was a Bob Karskadden piece.
Well, then don't pull it up. Those are usually long. That'll wrap it up for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. We're not going to have a show on Thursday because I'm going to be in Charlotte and we record on Wednesday, and that'll sort of be confusing because the game's on Wednesday, and we'll have more to talk about next Tuesday. But yeah, on Tuesday we'll talk about the Belk Bowl, we'll talk about basketball, and any other Mississippi State news that happens over the next week. But until then, thank you all for listening.
This is lame. I can't find it.
Bye, everybody.
No.